The MS Fitness Challenge Podcast, your source for the best, most inspiring, and up-to-date information concerning all things related to MS Fitness and health. This is Stephen Gloss, your host, an MS Warrior trainer and fitness advocate. The MS Fitness Challenge provides guidance and support to people with MS and fitness professionals worldwide in an effort to educate and train them in the benefits of exercise, nutrition, and mindset. Together, we can win the battle against multiple sclerosis. This is episode number 16. So without further ado, let's get back to introducing today's special guest. He's a U.S. Army veteran who has over 4 years of military experience and time spent overseas in both Mosul and Iraq. His military career was cut short due to an unexpected MS diagnosis. He has overcome immense challenges in his life and has an incredible story of survival to tell. He embodies the fighting spirit, the MS Fitness Challenge mission, and is a powerful, living example of what it means to conquer MS through fitness. The MS Fitness Challenge Podcast would like to introduce Timothy Bell to the show. It's an honor to speak with you today, Timothy. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there. I know I've been watching and following you on Facebook, and maybe that makes me a little bit of a creeper, but I don't know. Much like many of us out there, I could tell that just from watching you, you're going a little stir-crazy with having to stay in quarantine for so long. So how are you holding up day after day as this continues to just seem, it just seems to have no end in sight? How are you holding up?
I'm holding up pretty good. Just I'm realizing I have to do baby steps. You know, it's going to get over eventually, so I'm just staying motivated.
Yeah, positive. What's been the hardest thing for you? Is it not being able to go to the gym right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a struggle. So let's hop right into it, going back into your history and your background. So did you join the military straight out of high school? And what compelled you to want to join? Did you know what you were getting yourself into?
No, I actually joined when I was 20 years old. So that's 2 years out of high school.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to do something different, you know, different from my peers and under my, you know, my friends are still living at home with their mom and whatnot. And I didn't want to be like that. So I just decided to go to the Army. However, I did not know what I was getting myself into because, you know, when I went to the recruiters, they were telling me, oh, we're about to pull out of Iraq. You're not going to deploy and this and that. And this was in 2004.
Interesting. Yeah.
And then that was that summer I was in Iraq, August of 2005.
Yeah. So when did you actually go to basic training? What month was that?
That was October of 2004.
And just like 3-4 months later, you were in Iraq?
No, I got out basic in March of 2005.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, then August 2005, I was in Iraq.
Man, that's insane. That's crazy. Well, I just want to start off before we move any further. I want to thank you for your service, man. As a fellow Army vet, man, it means the world to me to be able to speak to somebody else who served and also can relate to me very personally on a lot of levels, having MS being an Army vet. So just thank you for your service, man.
Thank you too. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So if you're comfortable with it, I want to move into this just incredible story that you've told. I've seen it earlier on a post you put on our MS Fitness Challenge group, but I'm going to allude to a Kevlar helmet. And can you tell us why that helmet that you still have today with you, why a helmet can mean so much to you in your life?
Well, basically that helmet saved my life, you know, cause when I was involved in that firefight in Mosul, November 19th, 2005, I sustained a gunshot from a AK-47 to my helmet. And thankfully, you know, it did what it's supposed to do. It saved my life. So, yeah, you know, I'm very thankful.
Yeah, for people who haven't seen it, I mean, when you look at the helmet and you look at just the route of that bullet, it almost doesn't make any sense, right?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it don't. Not at all.
It's an absolute miracle in many ways. And following that event, what... I mean, there's no way I can empathize with you. I've never gone through something that traumatic. What was your sort of mindset moving forward in life? Was it just like, were you just cherishing every moment that you had? Like, what was going through your mind?
Yeah, basically, I was just cherishing every moment that I had, you know, because, you know, after that, you know, I kept doing what I was supposed to be doing as far as being infantry, front lines and whatnot. You know, I just kept on, you know, fighting the battle, you know, so...
So as far as your military service, then what essentially transpired after that? Were you set on staying in, making this like a long term career, or how did that all work out?
Yeah, basically because after you know we came back from Iraq, back to Alaska. That's where I was stationed. it was time for me to re-enlist, you know, I did re-enlist under one condition. I was going to reclass to 42 Alpha, which is Seaman Resources. And then I was sent off to AIT, Advanced Individual Training in South Carolina at Fort Jackson. You know, if I could get fully certified to be a 42 Alpha. But then upon coming back from Fort Jackson to Fort Greene, Alaska, that's when all my MS started happening up, kicking up.
Wow.
And then
What was that MS experience like? Were you able to connect the dots between your symptoms and the disease right away? Or were a lot of us, especially myself, were you sort of clueless in the beginning as to what was going on?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know what was going on at the time. You know, because at the same time, I had to, when I came back, my son was 10 months old. And that started having the chest numbness and whatnot. And I just thought that was from holding my son for too much, you know, too long and whatnot.
Interesting.
And then I got optic neuritis. And then I went to the hospital. They took care of it. And then a matter of weeks later, it came back again. And then they did the MRIs and whatnot. And then, they said, oh, yeah. What was it called? CIS, clinically isolated syndrome.
Yeah.
And then they got kicked up to, you got MS. And then that's when they started the whole med board process. And then in January 2009, that's when I was officially done.
Yeah, because MS is pretty much, I've looked into it, it's pretty much an immediate disqualifier for military service. So what was going through your mind as you realized your life was about to change in a drastic way? Did you have like a set strategy moving forward, or were you just kind of figuring things out as the pieces were falling?
Yeah, I was just figuring things out as things, you know, started happening. As far as when I got med boarded out, you know, I was getting, you know, paid, so I wasn't too concerned about what I was going to be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
As far as employment wise. Then I started going to school using my GI Bill. And then I got my bachelor's in criminal justice. But I haven't, you know, used it, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. So, you know, everything came together fine for me.
Well, that's good. It's really encouraging and positive here. You're able to take such a really cruddy situation. I mean, after going through that combat experience and then also going through everything you had to go through with being med boarded from the Army, thanks to MS. I mean, that's a lot of stress to endure in a really short period of time.
Yeah, it is. It is. So, yeah, basically blindsided.
Yeah. So on the topic of stress, then, you've had the chance, much like me, to get to spend some time in environments that are extremely hot as well as extremely stressful. I've been to Iraq, Kuwait, Afghanistan, all those fun places in the sandbox. But before MS barged its way into your life as an undeniable reality, were there any situations or circumstances like the ones I mentioned that maybe they triggered any unique sensations in your body? And the point that I'm getting to is sometimes people are able to identify that in retrospect when they look back. They've been living with this disease much longer than their actual diagnosis date. Was that sort of the case for you?
No, it wasn't. No.
So you pretty much, it was just like, boom, MS in your face, like in an instant, everything changed.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy, man. That's just insane.
It is.
Well, getting into the topic then of health and fitness, has that always been a big part of your life? At what point did you make the decision to commit yourself to fighting this disease through fitness?
I would say, my mom got sick with breast cancer.
Oh, wow. And then
probably around that time, that was in 2012. And I was like, you know what, Tim, I need to start taking care of myself better. I wasn't unhealthy physically-wise. But I just knew I could have been better, do a lot better. But, you know, in the Army, you know, with PT and all that, I think everybody pretty much hated that.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
A necessary evil, I mean.
Yeah, yeah. But I just knew I had to do better for myself. And I just knew I had to take care of my, you know, body because MS, you know, being unpredictable.
Definitely. Yeah,
I don't want to be caught off guard, not being able to do certain things that I could do, that I could have been doing physically.
Right.
You know, by having the ability, you know, walk, run, and all that stuff. See, I was taking advantage of it. I continue to take advantage of it too.
And that, I think that's what I was talking about earlier when I introduced you, is that you embody that fighting spirit of living every day to its full potential. I've seen you do some incredible things on some of the posts you've shared on our group. Oh. But there may be a lot of people that aren't able to see the war that maybe that's waging in your body when you're doing those kinds of things. So how has your disease impacted your ability to work out and train? Is it constantly there, or is it something that's kind of just in the back of your mind as you're working out?
No, I don't even give any kind of thought. You know, I don't have any limitations, you know. I mean, my MS is stable. I don't have no anything. I mean, if I do overdo it, I can get, you know, a little in my left leg, it kind of goes, you know, haywire in a sense.
Right.
But that's pretty much it. But I know how to limit myself too to prevent that from happening.
Yeah, listening to your body, that's critical.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
What would you say then is the most frustrating part of living with MS? It doesn't sound like maybe it's the physical side. Do you have any mental challenges on like the mental aspect of living with MS?
I actually do not, because like I said, I'm not bothered by it. You know, I don't feel anything physically, so therefore it doesn't bother me mentally. But I know I have it, but it's nothing anymore. Because I came to the point where I accepted it.
Right, and I mean, we're all sort of hoping for a cure, a lot of us are, but at the same time, like where we are in our present state, like there's nothing we can do about it, right? You've got MS, you just got to move forward and roll on.
Yeah, do the best you can.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you hear about the MS Fitness Challenge, and how has being immersed into this community helped you in your MS journey thus far?
I mean, it helped me because I see that I'm able to inspire people, help, you know, bring people up, you know, and you can't do it, but, you know, you can try, and then try your hardest. You know, we're there to motivate one another. We're not there to judge each other.
Right.
You know, so.
I think that's a key aspect to bring up, because everybody's going to be at a different fitness level. Everybody's right. going to be at a different, you know, capacity with how bad their MS is affecting them physically. So I think that key word that you use, their support, is really a main highlight of our group that I think we're all really proud of.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I was, I think somebody invited me to the group a couple years ago. I was like, oh, you know, that's a, you know, MS Fitness Challenge. Like, that's pretty cool. So I went ahead and, you know, joined. And then I saw David Lyons and posting all the challenges, the monthly challenges and whatnot. So I was like, you know, his direction in a sense,
right,
to help, you know, guide people that are new to it, how to do this and that, the forms and whatnot. So that, I really like that. That's why, you know, I'm thankful to be a part of the group as well.
Absolutely. Well, outside of the MS community, our group, and just MS overall, are you pretty open to others about your diagnosis? Is this something you sort of broadcast publicly, or is there been any instances in where the disease impacts your everyday engagements with other people?
No, not at all. I'm open about my MS, but I'm not going to sit there and, you know, explain to people, because I got to go over and over again, you know, like, oh, what is MS? Da, da, da. But I do tell people that I have it and what it could do to you and what it does to people. But, you know, they don't judge me. You know, they, you know, say, oh, you look good, Tim. You're doing, you know, good things for yourself, this and that. But I also tell them that there's people out there that can't do what I do as well,
right,
because of their MS. So, you know, I'm fortunate that I'm able to do the things that I do. And then I just share what I do to other people, you know, to help, you know, like I said, inspire them, help keep them uplifted, you know, not to give up and whatnot.
Yeah, I think that education piece is really critical, because we've got some incredible people that have been a part of the MS Fitness Challenge group. If you're familiar with like Giuseppe, the incredible videos that he's doing, I mean, the things that he's doing, the things that you're doing, they are both equally inspiring to me. At least I know for me personally, it's all about people putting out the maximum output that they can do personally.
Right.
And if you're doing that day in and day out, I mean, you can't go wrong. And that's what I think is so encouraging.
Yeah, it is.
So setting everything that's going on with COVID-19 aside right now, mm-hmm. looking forward and when we get past this, what are some of your goals and your dreams for the future?
Well, I think I told you that I'm scheduled to start a new job and whatnot, but I've been on a medical hold because of my MS.
Right.
So that kind of messed things up a little bit. But I was trying to, once I, you know, get situated with that, I want to, you know, I want to do that work and then be able to transfer out of California. You know, California's ridiculously expensive to live in.
Yeah, I've been there. Trust me, I know.
And there's nothing here for me. I mean, I have two kids, you know, but once my mom passed away in 2014, I was like, you know, Tim, there's nothing here for you anymore.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Was that from the breast cancer?
Yeah, from breast cancer.
Yeah, I'm really sorry to hear that. I mean, you were just a warrior that's just facing challenge after challenge.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So I've been in similar positions even recently and sort of right now where I'm basically in this dialogue and this battle between a potential employer. And it's almost like I have to convince them that I'm okay. They don't have to worry about my MS, that they can still hire me. Is that sort of the situation you find yourself in right now?
Yes. And even my doctor, you know, my daughter said, yeah, he's good to go, you know, but they still, you know, kind of holding it up, you know. Yeah. But,
and that's one of those stigmas that we sort of have to break through and find a way to overcome when we live with a disease like this.
Right. Yeah, for sure. So that's I guess you could say that's kind of frustrating as well. You know.
Yeah. Frustration and MS, I think, are two words that come that pretty much go hand in hand a lot of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. But
you've had to overcome some incredible challenges that the majority of people in this world, they will never have to face. I said through and through, man, you are a living miracle. Would you say that it's your military experience that prepared you for this new war against MS?
Oh, definitely. Yes, definitely. You know, soldier's creed, I'm physically and mentally tough.
Yeah. Trained proficient in warrior tasks and drills.
Yes. So that I live by that. And I guess it's like a blessing in disguise, you know.
It's funny because I draw back to the Soldier's Creed a lot too. You know, I will never quit. I'll never leave a fallen comrade.
Yes.
And when I say that, when I said that time after time after time, you know, when you're in the military, I never once fathomed or expected that fallen comrade could, in a weird way, become myself.
Right.
You know, and you can't give up on yourself. You can't let yourself just fall to the wayside and say, you know what? You know what, Tim? You know what, Steven? You've got MS, just give up. You know, you can't do that. You got to pick up the pieces and you got to keep fighting.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. So I'm grateful that, you know, me being in the Army helped me both physically and mentally, you know, to fight this battle. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
What lessons can you say that you have learned about yourself thanks to MS? Is there anything in particular that sticks out for you?
I'm like I said, mentally tough, you know, and kind of like I said, there's people that prejudge people with MS, not being able to do this and that, but that's obviously not true. I just stay positive and motivated to, you know, live my daily life the best that I can. Even, you know, that I'm capable of doing, you know, that what the average person could do. I'm just still, you know, fortunate.
Yeah, that's what I love about you too. I mean, you look at you and everything that you're doing. I mean, you're crushing. You're like in the top 1% of even like the general population of what they're able to do physically. It really is inspiring.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that kind of bothers me though too, because you know, being discharged from the Army, you know, I'm like, I mean, you know, the PT test. I'm like, yeah. Tim, you could go out there today and, you know, and you know, blow through it. You know, people that are 100% healthy, you know. So, you know, I just feel that it's still kind of unfair in a sense that they sit there and, you know, you got MS, you can't do this and that. We have to discharge you or you can't join the military, period.
Yeah.
But.
Because when they were diagnosed with MS, did you try and fight and stay in?
I actually did not, and that's something I do regret. I should have appealed it and whatnot, but that was, you know, led to a drawn out, you know.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, you'd also just come out of an extremely traumatic situation. So I can imagine that making a huge decision like that you might have not been in like the best mind frame to do that.
Right. I was not. I was like, oh, okay. You guys want to let me go? Okay, because I didn't give me like the option, you know. Bell, Tim, or whatever, you could fight it, but I didn't.
Yeah, it must have felt like a little bit of a betrayal, right?
Yeah, for sure. Because like I said, I just re-enlisted, so therefore, you know, they wasted all that money, you know, on me to travel to Fort Jackson to go to school there and then come back and this and that. So, I mean, that's on them, you know. I could do about it now.
Well, I mean, right now you're proving everybody wrong that, you know, that, mm-hmm. that you are capable of doing much more than even the average Joe, that's for sure.
So like I said, I'm thankful for it. And so I'm just going to continue to do what I do day in, day out. Just hope for the best. Like I said, you know, MS is unpredictable, so you never know.
So I am curious, Tim, then, what's your biggest motivation moving forward? You know, is it your trust and just in your own mental strength, or is there something that really guides you or leads you to being as resilient as you are?
Well, that, and I do have a girlfriend. She has MS as well.
Wow.
And hers is bad. Not bad, but she's unable to, you know, she has to use a walker day in and day out. And to see her fight myself, like, she's a tough one, you know. She works out, too.
That's awesome. And how did you guys meet?
We met through, I think it's, we met through Facebook.
That's pretty cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. Then, you know, I think it was one year everybody was, for like MS Awareness Month, everybody was posting up new cover photos of MS and this and that. And then we just connected like that. And then we've been together since.
Two warriors in tandem. That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I motivate her. She motivates me. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
As far as your fitness and your training goes, what sort of training plan do you follow? Have you created your own plan, or do you follow any specific plan as far as your guidance is concerned?
No, this is pretty much my own. When I first started, I was using, but I did get a personal trainer from 24 Hour Fitness. You know, he gave me baby steps and how I could do this and that. And then after I finished with him, I started just doing it on my own. And then, you know, with workout buddies at the gyms as well.
Yeah, that's always motivation.
I use, you know, YouTube and bodybuilding website to look at different types of exercises you can do. So I
there's a lot of that going on right now with COVID-19, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then, you know, I was introduced to the TRX on watching YouTube videos. So I can get me a TRX.
So yeah, I saw you just started using that. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, yeah, there's a lot of good things out there for people. So
that's awesome. Yeah. Well, Timothy, it's been an awesome pleasure getting to speak with you today. I've got one last question for you, and I think it's going to be something that could be helpful to others that are listening, maybe struggling with their MS. What is your advice to those that are struggling with their MS? Or let's just expand that to anything in life for that matter. What's your advice on how to overcome the challenges that people face?
I mean, you just got to stay focused, stay positive on things, and just take things day by day, baby steps, and don't overstress yourself. You know, life goes on regardless of what's going on in your life. Life's going to go on. You just got to have that positive mindset and just never give up mentality. Like, just stay hopeful, hope for the best. Don't doubt yourself, you know. Try to find out your support systems, have people that you can depend on, and then you'll be okay. Just don't give up in anything that you do in life, and just keep pushing. And then that's pretty much it.
I love it. I love it. It's like a thorough checklist that you just gave us. Well, thank you so much, Timothy, for being on the show today and having the courage, really, and the willingness to share your story today. I'm extremely encouraged, motivated by the way that you live your life and the tenacity and the drive that you display on a regular basis. The MS Fitness Challenge, man, we are blessed, thoroughly blessed to have somebody like you serving as the champion for our cause. So with that, Tim, do you guys have any closing comments for us?
No, I'm thankful that I was able to do this with you. And then hopefully this will help other people out there with MS, you know, to keep them motivated, keep them positive, hopeful, and all that. And then that's pretty much it.
Yeah, hopefully all this virtual interaction can soon be face-to-face here in the not-so-distant future.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So one day at a time. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. Be sure to tune into next week's episode where I get the honor and privilege of interviewing Veronique Gauthier. Veronique is an MS yoga specialist whose passion is to share the benefits and power of yoga to people living with MS.
As I say every week, you're not going to want to miss this.
Remember, new episodes of the MS Fitness Challenge podcast are available for download every Saturday on Apple, Google, Spotify, and Simplecast. A great way you can help and support the MS Fitness Challenge is by sharing, rating, and reviewing this podcast. The more people we can reach, the greater the impact we can have. As we close out, remember to check out MSFitnessChallenge.com, check out the upcoming training camp in Los Angeles, and dig into all the great resources we have for you. Also, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and be sure to get plugged into the MS Fitness Challenge Gym Facebook group. The group is as active as ever and will give you the chance to get integrated to a motivated cast of dedicated MS Warriors. To all those listening, to all our MS Warriors, thank you. Don't give up the fight. Keep pressing, keep striving, and conquer MS.